Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
James D. Hall, 327-281.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. We approve for the Arizona Board of Executive Criminal for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation only warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? That was the form that you signed indicating that the hearing would be held today, sir.
Okay,
sir. And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one signed in for you today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Sure.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are, to my right, your left, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today, Mr. Westby. You should be able to see Mr. Westby now. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today, sir. Mr. Hall and Mr. Westby, you both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you God as you so affirm.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated to Mr. Hall, you have one allegation only warrant. And I'm going to read that allegation, sir. And once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? Do you understand, sir? Okay. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Provision of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Crossroads 5116 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 14, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hall, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing. And phase two will be able to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We're going to ask you to remain quiet as we begin this process by receiving some background information on you from Mr. Westby. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back, talk to you, and you can talk to us, and then the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. So please remain quiet. And Mr. Westby, sir.
On July 12, 2018, Mr. Hall was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 28, 2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody July 28, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 22, 2018, 14 abscond days. This is his first term in DOC. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. Other arrests, 2006, misconduct involving weapons, Ohio, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1-B1.
Okay, thank you so very, very much, Mr. Westby, for sharing that information with all of us. Okay, well, we show here, sir, that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Crossroads there in Phoenix, and then apparently you, on July 16, you, your parole officer received an email from Crossroads Arcadia staff stating that you left and that you did not return. So what happened there? You just walked away, sir? What happened?
Well, I went to go check in, and told him it was a 30-day lockdown facility. I wasn't aware of that. I was under the impression that it was just like a regular halfway house. I was trying to get my girl, which I brought out here from Ohio, to go into a treatment center so I could go to my treatment center. And she said she would, but then she took off from me the next morning, and she's actually gone all that day, all night, and everything. And by the next day, I rolled around, and she came back. It was too late for me to go turn myself into the treatment center. So I was trying to get her to get clean, so that when I got out, she'd be clean, I'd be clean, we could get on with our lives. But that attempt failed.
Okay. Just curious, and you don't have to answer this one, but what went down? Now that you are incarcerated, what happened to your fiance or your girl whom, and now that you are incarcerated, sir? Is she still trying to get clean, or you don't know?
I'm not sure what she's doing. She's homeless. I haven't heard from her. I wrote her a letter, and I got no response. I wrote my daughter a letter. I got a response from her. She hasn't seen her. She don't know what she's doing.
So is your daughter out here in Arizona, or is your daughter back in Ohio? Go ahead, sir.
Yes, my daughter is out here in Arizona. She's been out here for 20 years.
Oh, okay. So now, how long have you been out here in Arizona, sir?
I've been out here approximately 3 3/4 years.
Oh, okay, so you recently came out here. While you were released, I know that you were not out very long, but while you were released, did you find any employment, sir? Did you find a job?
No, I had tried to file for my disability and regained my VA benefits.
Okay, were you successful in finding a disability or to get your VA benefits, sir?
Well, I'm still have to go to a hearing on that when I get out, and as for my Social Security, I'll probably have to refile that because I was unable to make doctor's appointments.
Okay, so you have a medical challenge at this time, is that correct, sir? That's the reason you apply for disability as well as your VA benefits, sir?
Correct.
Okay, sir. And your medical situation, did that have anything to do with the military, or that's something completely different, sir?
That was just completely different. It's getting older age.
Okay. And while you were out, sir, did you drop any relays, sir?
I dropped one for Arcadia over there, and it came back negative. Okay. And I think I did one at Alhambra, and then came back negative.
Okay. Glad to know that they came back negative. That is a plus for you. We're sorry you couldn't find any employment and you were out. Apparently not long enough to get your VA and your medical and Social Security benefits started. Let me just ask one other question, sir. When you get released, whether we release you now or you get released in November, what are your plans, sir? Do you plan to stay in Arizona? Do you plan to find employment? What do you plan to do, sir?
Well, I plan on staying in Arizona. I'm getting my disability going because in Ohio, the winters are too bad. I'm a lot better going out here with my health, with the drier climate and everything. That's my plan, is get my VA housing and, get situated and work on me for a while.
Well, we wish you the best on that, and it does get a little cold back in Ohio back in the winter. We go out there at the end of November, end of October, beginning of September, November last year, and it was cold, sir. So we do understand that the weather is much better here than in the state of Ohio. Okay, sir, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. But anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Well, I'm just sorry that I ended up back here. I was trying to save my girl. I've known her since she was 15. She's 53 years old now. I brought her out here, so I felt responsible for her, trying to get her some help. She's on that metal. So I guess I'm just going to have to leave her alone for a while. She's going to have to find her own road. You know, when she abandoned me after she said she made promises that she would go get help, I knew it was just futile. It was not going to work with her anyway. She's too far along out there. Hopefully she'll get some help somewhere. As for me, I just want to get on with my life. You know, I'm going to go to try to get back in Crossroads Arcadia, stay there 30 days, 60 days, while Carrie works on my VA housing and helping with my benefits.
Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. It's just the three of us talking to each other, and this will be the first time that the three of us have had that opportunity to speak to each other regarding your situation, because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law, and under the open meeting law we're not allowed to discuss anything until we are sitting up here. We don't go behind closed doors. We do everything in public. Now the board is going into discussion, sir. Now the board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Hall, this was his first time, which in Arizona. I think he had something in Montreal, probably in 06 or something back in Ohio, but in Arizona this was his first time, and he was incarcerated for drug paraphernalia, and he got out, and he brought his, to use his terminology, he brought his girl out here, and that did not work out, and he just absconded for 14 days. He never did really get checked in there at Crossroads Arcadia, and therefore we just don't know what he was doing those 14 days. And since he's going to get out, he's scheduled rather to get out in November, I think as just one board member, it would be best for him to complete this and put together a plan to continue to work with the VA, to continue to work with Social Security, to continue to work with his daughter, so that when he gets out, he'll be ready to be a productive citizen. But I'm only speaking as one board member, independent of other board members, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W2119, as well as testimony provided by the Department of Corrections through Mr. Westby, under Mr. Westby, as well as testimony from Mr. Hall. And in as much as he did not check in and he absconded for 14 days, that was the entire time that he was out, and we have no idea what was going on at that time. With that being said, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same, for the same reasons.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked, but as you know, you're going to be out on, according to information we have, on November 22nd, around Thanksgiving. You won't have a parole officer. You will be on your own. You won't have to report to anybody unless you get into some more trouble, which I know you will not. So we wish you the best, sir. And again, we don't want to see you in arms again. Thank you so much for your participation today. If you'll be kind enough to put the CO3 back on, I would appreciate it, sir.
All right, gentlemen, you have a nice day.
And you too, sir. Thank you, sir.